AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The game of golf loses a great.
Arnold Palmer, the man who popularized modern golf, died Sunday at the age of 87. Palmer, whose widespread following was known as Arnie's Army, won 4 Masters titles, 2 British Opens, and the 1960 U.S. Open, as well as 55 other PGA Tour events. Palmer's popularity extended well beyond the golf course in the end of his playing career, as he starred in numerous commercials for major products, even having a popular drink named after him. He was awarded both the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal. He was the AP's 1960s Athlete of the Decade. Tom Merriam, New York.
The CEO of Arnold Palmer confirmed that Palmer died Sunday of complications from heart problems. He says Palmer was admitted to a hospital in Pittsburgh Thursday for some cardiovascular work and weakened over the last few days. The Miami Marlins canceled Sunday's game against Atlanta after learning of the death of pitching ace Jose Fernandez. Marlins manager Don Mattingly says Fernandez just loved baseball.
When you watch kids play Little League or something like that, that's the joy that Jose played with and the passion he felt about playing.
The 24-year-old Fernandez died in a boating accident off Miami Beach. The 20-year-old man suspected of killing 5 people with a rifle at a Macy's makeup counter in Burlington, Washington, had a string of run-ins with the law in recent years. And this neighbor of Arkan Chaden says he frightened her.
He'd always park next to me. If his car was there, I wouldn't walk that way. I'd walk this way, and I didn't feel safe. And I even put a taser on my desk right next to my door because I didn't feel safe.
Several thousand residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, left their homes on Sunday as floodwaters began to spill out of the rising Cedar River. The Cedar Rapids School District has canceled classes through Wednesday because of the flooding. This is AP Radio News. Country singer Gene Shepherd has died at the age of 82 in Nashville. The AP's Margie Zaroletta has a look at her career.
And I can feel it slipping away.
Gene Shepherd did not just open the doors for women in country music, she kicked them down. She was the longest-running member of the Grand Ole Opry at the time of her death, more than 60 years. Her 1956 album, Songs of a Love Affair, was one of the first concept albums in country. Shepherd said in a 2011 Associated Press interview, nobody believed in female country singers when she started.
Hank Williams told me one time, I said, I'm a country singer. He said, ain't many women in country music. I said, I know, I'm fixing to change that.
I'm Archie Zaroletta.
Colombia is set to take a big step toward emerging from a long nightmare of violence. The government and the country's largest rebel movement will sign a peace accord Monday that resulted from 4 hard years of negotiations. Asian shares are mostly lower in Monday trading. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.